BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Fred, I'm 22 now from Germany. You might not know this, but I once had an adventure in a completely deserted museum. Anyway, now it's time for my favorite show on the radio anywhere in the world, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills from Edinburgh, and let's speak to today's show introducer. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Scott.
So where are you right now?
I'm in Wolfsburg, Germany, enjoying my time of uni.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you listen to our podcast or do you listen live?
I listen live as much as possible, but I always listen to the podcast on the train.
Amazing. Okay, tell me your story about the museum, please.
The story is the following. I went to London last year with my parents, and I went to the Natural History Museum, the big one with the dinosaurs and everything.
Right.
And they had some kind of open museum night with some drinks, snacks, and artists. And then at some point I went to the toilet when suddenly an announcement came on saying, Mr. Frost shall please come to the main entrance.
Okay, so you're in the loo and they do an announcement.
Yes. So I thought, okay, Mr. Frost might be some kind of employee there. But they repeated it 10 or 12 times, so I thought he might be some very important employee. But then when I came out of the loo some minutes later...
How long were you in the loo for?
Like 1 or 2 minutes.
Right.
So I went out, and everybody vanished.
Well, Mr. Frost, what was the announcement again?
Mr. Frost shall please come to the main entrance.
Right. Code word.
Some kind of weird announcement. So yeah, everybody vanished. My parents were gone, all the employees were gone, all the other visitors were gone, and I was alone in the museum at night.
So you're completely on your own in the Natural History Museum?
Yes.
What time was this?
It was like 9 p.m.
My God, they make films about this sort of stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, no one was there at all?
No, they all were outside. So I could have wandered around the entire museum, touched all the stuff that's not allowed to be touched. But I thought I might find some people because it was a little bit weird that I was alone there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went out and saw my parents standing there.
Did all the stuff come to life?
No, it didn't. I was very disappointed.
Oh. See, that would have been a film then.
Yeah. I would have sold it to a film company.
It's really good to speak to you, Fred. Thank you so much for introducing the show.
Thank you much, Ken. I just greeted my wonderful girlfriend.
Yeah?
Oh, I just did. Thank you.
Okay, good. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rudimental and Feel the Love on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills live from Edinburgh.
You know that bit at the end then when it goes, choo-hoo, it reminds me of your mate last night who sneezed at the same time of taking a bit of his pint. Were you still there at that point?
No.
And apparently it just, like, all the beer just shot everywhere, all over everyone.
Who was that?
It was like a really bad mistimed sneezed.
Was that the Welsh
one? The hot one.
The Welsh one?
Yeah.
Who knows all the Britney Spears perfumes?
Yeah, him.
Right, good. Well, you got curious, and you got curious too. You can't see us today.
Yay!
Hooray! We're in Edinburgh, in the same studio, but everyone's gone home with the cameras. And therefore, because there's no cameras on, there's no pressure for it to look nice. And it doesn't. It's a porter cabin. They've removed the red velvet curtain. It's a bit weird. I feel kind of like...
in a porter cabin?
Yeah. I haven't felt like that all week.
There's some nice pictures of old BBC presenters, which I've seen now.
There is, yeah.
Just kind of hanging on the walls. And Fern.
And Fern Cotton.
Yeah, she's the youngest by about 60 years.
That's right.
I'm one of the few that's still alive.
I'd say thank you if you watched us on the Red Button and the Radio 1 website this week. I thought last night's Fun and Filth Cabaret was the best one we've ever done. I thought it was so good. A mix of Phaser looking confused, but loving it. Barry Morgan with his organ, who I'm now obsessed with.
Are you going to buy one?
An organ, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. They're quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, do you know what? When I booked him, I obviously saw the size of his organ. And then last night when they were bringing it in, like, I know I'd only booked him for, like, to do, like, a minute and a half. And I thought, okay, right, they've been dragging this organ on stage now for about 8 or 9 minutes and it's still not on. And to get it off is probably going to take the same amount of time. I was like, half the fun and filth is going to be getting his organ on. And then everyone's, he's going to play for, like, 90 seconds and we were going to go, oh, and then it's going to, like, have to take the organ off again.
He's my favourite as well because he moves his own organ around. He's like, righto, you might want to lift this a bit, to the left a bit, to the right a bit.
He's also one of those comedians that never, ever, ever comes out of character.
Yeah, it's like, am I talking to you? Or he's like, when I met him, he's like, hi, I'm Steve, but I'm now Barry. I was like, okay, excellent.
It was the way Laura, because it was really raining last night, and Laura used to work on your show, she was going, so Barry, does the weather interfere with your hair? How do you get the volume in this weather? And he was like, well, girl, you know, just a bit of spray and a bit of Campari.
I heard that.
What?
Watch all the videos from last night's Fun and Filth Cabaret. It was excellent on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so imagine the scene. It's the last night of the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. There are dancers on stage behind the posh Radio 4 lady, and she is performing a version of Lady Marmalade and joined by Phaser at the very last chorus. Listen to this.
Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, here. Oh, yes. Mocha chocolata, ya, ya. Lady Marmalade. Now this bit in French. Pay attention. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I don't mean it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Lol.
So good. Go and look at the videos at bbc.co.uk/radio1. James in his van is a new fan of the PR4L. Phil in Lincoln says that was possibly the sexiest rendition of Lady Marmalade I've ever heard. One word, legend, says Andy on the M1. The PR4L with Phaser off N-dubs doing Lady Marmalade last night at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people a little bit concerned about my appearance last night. I was wearing black trousers, white socks and black shoes, a la Michael Jackson. It's because I was wearing trainers in the day. And therefore, I had, like, trainer socks on and then didn't have any other socks. So just wore the kind of white socks. But that's the thing I'm getting the most tweets and texts about right now. It's quite weird when everyone can see you. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's quite weird the cameras are on here now. Innuendo Bingo coming up at 1:45, so about 5 minutes. But once again, you can't see it today.
Does that mean that we can just have little cups and our water and spit into our own cups and go, oh, you got me so wet?
I'd still like to keep it real.
Yeah, my acting isn't good enough either.
Is it not?
No, not really.
I'm so wet.
Yeah.
See, I reckon I could do it and you wouldn't know the difference, but Chris.
You could. He couldn't.
Yeah.
So let's play it for real. We've got the bin. Innuendo Bingo is coming up in 5 minutes. And also Chris's review from a show he's been to see.
It's stressing me out a little bit, actually.
Why? What are you reviewing today?
I'm reviewing the Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Which was last night.
Yes.
Right.
And technically a free show, so it's all fine.
It is a free show, yeah.
I thought it'd be nice, because it's the end of the week, to review the Radio 1 show.
Okay. So you didn't go and see a show today?
No. But I'm going to be really honest about this.
Are you?
In what way?
What, like not biased in any way?
Not biased at all.
What, so if you thought it was rubbish, you're actually
going to
say...
I'm going to say, yeah, so maybe bosses should be nervous.
So I'm sure they will be after that. So is that the whole week or just last night?
I'm not sure yet. That's what I'm trying to work out.
You find it hard to write it?
Well, yeah, because if I do the whole week, it's a lot, isn't
it? Right, yeah.
It's going to
take time.
You've
been sat there with a blank piece of A4 paper for a while. I was like, are you finding it hard, Chris? He's like, not going to lie, bit of a struggle.
Yes. Yes. Oh, no, Becky's got hold of it. Hang on.
Write some words in.
Don't write words in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Why have you got big Union Jack hands on, Becky?
They're the Vernon Kay hands from Greg's performance last night. And I was stuck in them because I'm quite hot and sweaty in my right palm. So this one's now... I can't get it off. Makes everything a bit more fun. With the other hand.
Yeah. She's kind of like jazz handing along to Aidan Grimshaw. Quite enjoyed it.
Are we meant to be in the innuendo bingo area now?
Yes,
or
please.
Do you want us to move?
Yes. Assume positions. It's time for Friday's innuendo bingo. We're doing it every day this week. And it's some gold that you may have heard before, but they are good. Get ready to witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo, The Jewel, live from Edinburgh on Friday afternoon. Let's go. Love that Nick Grimshaw's just woken up with a shower cap and a Harry Styles mask.
Always the sign of a good night,
I think. Saw that on Twitter. Good.
Lush.
Okay, so it's time for Innuendo Bingo.
Well, you can't witness the wetness today, can you? Because we're not on the...
Well, you can still hear it. So therefore, witnessing it. Yeah. We've got a bin. We've got Becky. We've got Chris. And it's Innuendo Bingo Gold. Got some waters. They are not making this up, by the way. They are still doing it.
Yes.
He tried to get last night. I said no.
Did he really?
No, he did not.
I like that you're talking about yourself in the third person.
Why is it when we play Innuendo Bingo we've got to have this discussion now?
Because she can look you in the eye. Did he say that he loved you last night?
Yes.
No.
Twice. Okay. He did. He came over at the start of the night. Uh-huh. Was like, I've got to get this out of my system now.
Yeah. And then what?
I moved away quickly.
Love you, Becky.
Oh, come on.
Was that on?
Let's play. This is silly.
What else happened, Becky?
Oh, why are we doing this on Radio 1?
I can't say to him.
What?
I can't say to you either, Scott. I'd just move on if I was you. Don't ask me to say on here what happened last night.
And it's time for Innuendo Bingo. Ready?
Let's say I went above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah. Here we go. Chris has lost it already. Are we ready?
Not in that way.
Chris, hold it together.
Rado.
Rado. And let's go over to the golf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
No, I thought we agreed we weren't going to actually...
If
wet.
You lean over the bin first, I've got no choice but to get it on your head.
You have to get wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Feel free. And now let's go over to EastEnders.
If you know anything, anything, please just tell us.
Why does she care anyway? As long as she can carry on sucking in dry.
Who's wettest?
Chris.
Oh, no.
Okay. Ready for some more?
Yes.
Here we go. 81199 if you're playing along at home.
The head said, if I can't celebrate all the face, I'm not going to celebrate any at all. So she wouldn't have the C word mentioned at Christmas.
No. Good. Well done. Well held. More water, please.
Mm-mm.
Simon Cowell.
It really frustrates me now because I have to make the decision. You understand that, sweetheart. And I think I've probably spent the most time going through you than anyone else.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. More water, please. And now over to Springwatch.
And after 60 years of field research, I'm really staggered by some of the changes. You know, this was a great place for shags.
Chris first, Becky second. Next.
Right.
It seems to take longer up in Edinburgh than it does in London.
What do you mean?
Like the amount of innuendo bingos we do seems to
so
go on
clips.
For ages.
It's gold.
Loads, gold. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Between me and James, who's the best?
I would have to go for Dick.
You hold it together, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Becky was all over it.
Hold it. Oh,
easy. And
he's
two
so
more.
Close to blow to going.
To blowing. More water, please. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And over to the archers.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. All right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. And we've got one more. Mm. What's happening? Oh, Becky, what are you
Someone's
doing?
Someone's cut their fingernails and now they're all, like, floating in the bottom of the pit.
No!
It's rank. Have you seen them, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
What, they're actually in the bin?
Yes. It's just like, I didn't notice them before, but now it's full of water. It's like a little toenail swimming lesson.
Gross.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
And more water, please. Here we go.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
It's the classic.
That's one of my faves. Can we have one more, please? I'm enjoying
okay,
it.
Okay, go on.
Okay. One more, and it's the choice of the one that doesn't speak, so anything could happen. Just play it.
And just a moment ago,
whoa. What happened there?
She started to spray all over my legs. I took my opportunity. It went right in the face there. She's been playing unfair all game.
Look at your hair.
Look at your hair.
Look at my legs. I really wish we could see this today. Chris is having to shake out the chair.
I'm going to have to squat over the bin rather than sit on the chair. Right, that is uncalled for.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my cupboards.
Joan Collins there.
Take your headphones off, Chris, because you need to, like, come here.
What are you doing?
No, just lean over the bin, because you need to take over...
Why would I lean over the bin when you're holding water?
You're dripping. No, because you're dripping on the microphone.
Because you're going to pour it over my kumquats next.
No, I'm not. You're dripping over the microphone.
Right, right. We're all right, Scott.
Stop it. Take control here. This is not a water fight. So you calm down and you calm down. Right, sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down and we've got one more and then we can all be friends again. Please hold.
I'm warning you, Becky.
Right. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Water. Becky, you're a mess. Ready?
Yes.
Do you know, I think it's 28 years since I've seen, or at least touched one as big as this.
What are you doing?
Ben Lakes with a television presenter who put the willies up more people than I have in that fielding.
Why are you not got water in your mouth?
We've got a stalemate situation.
At opposite ends of the studio, both arms are armed with bottles of water.
I don't want to do this, but
no,
I will retaliate.
No, you seriously.
I'm happy
water.
For us to finish this game and sit down. But I'm aware that if I put this bottle down, you will soak me.
Yes.
So I'd like us to both put the bottles down
and
move away.
Mine down until you
Why
put
is there a standoff?
Down?
What's happening?
I don't know what to do here because if I move one way, she's going to get me.
Look,
so call
look,
an end to
okay,
this
Okay, basically,
now.
The only way this is going to end is when I've poured this bottle of water over Chris's head.
Right, Chris, put the water down.
Why should I take...
Put your water down.
Why am I taking...
Take your headphones off.
Well, this is ridiculous. Right, well, no, go on, then I'll
lean
over the bin.
She's not going to do anything. She's not going to do anything. Yes! All of the water's on his actual head.
So unnecessary.
Well, I really hope you enjoyed that. I've no idea if you did. That was Innuendo Bingo. Live from Edinburgh. You got Chris?
No.
What a game. Last night at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, last night, Stushy did something incredible. They reworked one of their songs, which you'll hear in just a moment. We're going to play that about 10 minutes' time. They did a headline song. You know those headlines from Real Life Story magazines? To the tune of Black Heart, if you missed it. Pretty good. That's coming up. And also, Chris's review of an Edinburgh show. There are 2,500 shows, more than that, to choose from. Comedy, opera, music, poems, everything you can think of is being performed here in Edinburgh. And he's reviewing the show that he saw last night, the Fun and Filth Cabaret. And he's going to be honest. Phil in Grantham says, I haven't listened to you in a while. Are Becky and Chris in love now?
No, Chris loves me and it's not reciprocated.
Right, so he's not here. What actually happened?
Well, he's gone off to sulk, hasn't he? Because I just poured a bottle of water over
his
head.
What happened last night? Because everyone wants to know. Everybody on text.
Oh, right. He was just basically saying how much he loved me.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Sort of tried to push him away, right. Give him the sort of let him down gently type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It only ever happens when we're in Edinburgh, though.
Yes.
He doesn't show any interest the whole lot of the weeks of the year.
So weird.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Stushy were on the bill at the Fun and Filth Cabaret last night. Videos, all of the videos online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And Stushy completely reworked Black Heart for us. You know those magazines, which I love, which have headlines on the front page like, I married a telephone box. These are all real headlines from those Real Life Stories magazines. None of these were made up. And we proved it. If you watch the video, you'll see this. Because we showed the actual headline from the front of the magazines on the screen behind them. Here are Stushy at Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Daddy, please help our car is haunted.
Went down a storm last night at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. That was Stushy and their Real Life Magazine headline song to the tune of Black Heart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, a bit worried about this, but Chris has been going to see some shows every day here in Edinburgh at the festival. There's so many shows, 40,000 performers in the month of August and over 2,500 shows. Everything you can think of is being performed here in Edinburgh. And if you've never been, just try and do it one year because it's so much fun. So, Chris, today you're reviewing...
It's the Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Which was on where?
It was on at Potter Row.
Sure.
At the BBC Bit.
All the BBC in one roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've handed you the review. I haven't proofread it because I had a late night and it just seemed like too much work.
Right.
So I've written the review and Becky...
You can't read it back because it's too much work.
I started to read it. I'm just being honest here. Right. I started to read it and I just thought, actually, no. Not today. But I've written a review, so it's there.
Sure. It's there, yeah.
So do you want to hand me
here it is.
My review?
Okay. So,
why'd you hand it to Scott before you read it?
Well, so you can't put willies on it.
Yes.
Oh, right.
And change the words.
And now it's time for a review of the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
I must point out with this that I've tried to be completely unbiased.
Right, good.
Because obviously it's a review, you've got to be impartial.
Yeah, and you're kind of part of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret at Potter Row. When I was... ready?
Yeah, ready.
When I was told I would be reviewing the Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret, I was concerned that the review would come across as biased. So when writing this review, I can assure you I am completely impartial. I've seen 5 different free shows over the week, and I'm pleased to say the Fun and Filth Cabaret was one of the best.
Thanks.
I wasn't sure whether to review every night at the cabaret shows or just last night. Every night has been different, with many happy times. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. On Monday, we saw Chris attempt to beat the world record for the most amount of chicken nuggets eaten in 3 minutes.
That's you.
Yes.
Right. Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Yes, I know. I did think it was weird at the time, but you've got to be impartial with these things.
I think Chris would like a cup of tea now. That's going to be next.
While Scouting for Girls played a song they had especially made for the occasion, this was a highlight for me. It wasn't about the result, more the spectacle of it.
This is definitely biased.
It was a strong start.
You were rubbish.
It was a strong start to the week. The night out after was a good one as well. Yes, lady. No, that's you.
Did you add that in?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Yes, ladies.
Is there anything else that's going to pop up here?
No, I'd substituted, when you said chicken nuggets, I changed nuggets
yes, I
for something
that one.
Else, but you crossed that out. You found that one.
You could have easily read that one out as well.
Tuesday and Wednesday saw more incredible acts. Scott and Grimmy were strong hosts, both giving a positive delivery with very few mistakes. They held the show together much like Dick and Dom did in the bungalow. If I was a commissioner, I would consider them for more TV work. I thought I'd help you out in the review, you know.
Cheers.
In an unbiased way.
I'm sure they'll all be listening.
Bit of a pump for work for you.
Thanks, yeah.
The cabaret show showcased a variety of acts, most of whom are performing in Edinburgh throughout the Fringe Festival. The aim this year was to showcase more filth, and in this sense it was a success. This should be commended. Over the week, I've been to see a few free shows. Monday, I rated Killing Machines 3 stars. Tuesday, I saw a show I described the greatest show on earth, a poet called Harry Baker. That got 5 stars. Wednesday, I went to a small pub in town to see a brilliant magician and psychologist called Richard Wiseman. I can't remember what I rated him.
Excellent.
Yesterday's show wasn't too strong, but nice to go see. Think I rated it 2 stars. But the Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret was up there with all of them. It was not just a series of performances, but in itself an event. Perhaps not on par with the Olympic opening ceremony, but certainly with the closing ceremony. To tell the truth, I'm sad it's over. It feels like the end of a holiday. Great show, happy memories, 4.5 stars.
Hello?
What's wrong with that?
Well, where's the 5 stars?
I just didn't want to look biased.
Yeah, it's like when your mum is your teacher. She can't ever give you 10 out of 10, even if you get them all right.
I would give it 5 stars, but then everyone will text and go, no, he's biased.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't your mum a teacher?
Yeah.
Was she your teacher?
No.
All right. Is your
mum
a teacher?
My mum was my teacher at one point, yeah. That's weird. And she always used to say to me, I can't ever really give you really high marks, then it will look like...
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, 4.5 stars. Good result. You pleased with that?
Yeah.
So where does that review go? Like, where do the stars go? Like, can we use that in...
Use that on the poster next year, if you do it again, or...
Okay.
What? Just with your name on it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much, Chris, for your reviews of the shows this week. They've been great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick Grimshaw's here. Hello.
Hi, Scott Mills. You okay?
Mm.
Just having my lunch.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Where's that chain from, please?
I don't
around
know.
Your neck.
I just woke up with it on. It's awesome. Quite gangster, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know whose it is. I woke up with this chain on, a shower cap on, and a Harry Styles mask.
Did you have the mask on when you woke up? Was the mask actually on your face?
It was on the floor. It was quite a terrifying way to wake up.
That chain could either be really expensive or really, really cheap.
I know, I can't work it out. I've been trying to smell it, and it smells like coins, so I'm guessing cheap. No offence to Laura May, who works at Radio 1, whose I guess it is.
Yeah.
I think it's us.
So a good night last night.
Yeah, really fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
And then we had a really fun night out.
We did, yeah.
It was nice. I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
My brain doesn't feel nice now, but I think at the time, it was a good bonding experience.
It really was, yeah. My hair hurts.
Your hair?
Everything hurts.
My eyebrows hurt a little.
I've never had that before, my hair hurts. Go online and watch the videos at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. At least you've got a nice quiet weekend now.
Yeah. I'm literally getting on a plane in 2 hours, Anna. 2 hours and going straight to V Festival.
Excellent.
For the entire weekend.
Awesome.
And then I'm coming in to see you on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
7:30.
Oh, yeah, that's happening, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're on the Chris Moore show.
Yeah.
Which isn't the Chris Moore show in September. Mm-hmm. So hang on. So next week, and then yes. Yeah. 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 But all week, you're going to come in really early.
You're working that out in your head, though.
No, just quite hard. Yes, we're on for a week next week.
Yeah.
And you're coming in every day?
Well, we'll see.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We are in Edinburgh. Becky's here, Chris is here, Nick Grimshaw's here. Hi. Right, let's talk about our highlights of the week from Edinburgh. For me, I loved how involved Paloma Faith got, because she was rarely off the stage. She was a magician's assistant. She did her song, Picking Up the Pizzas.
I watched that this morning.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've got a mouthful of it.
On the Radio 1 website?
I watched it on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Modern.
Mm-hmm.
Highlights, Becky?
Mine was that very rude song by those two lovely ladies from the East End Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
That about was good. Getting up to rude things.
That was really
watching.
Good.
That was good. Chris?
For me, it was probably the catering truck that they have here. For me, it was just a real surprise how good...
Right, hang on a second.
What?
We bought people the best and weirdest acts from the whole Edinburgh Festival for 4 nights on the BBC Red Button and the Radio 1 website. And your highlight was the food.
And it's specifically something called beef olives. Which is sort of wraps of.
That's
what's
one.
A beef olive?
Is that one?
It's best you don't ask.
What is that, please?
What's a beef olive?
It's like wraps of steak around stuff.
It's not even funny, is it? Why is that funny? It's just a food.
It was lovely. Okay.
Excellent.
So the beef olive was your highlight.
It was one. Yeah, it was definitely up there.
Mm.
Is it safe to Google beef olives?
I don't know. Maybe not on a BBC computer.
I wouldn't do it on your computer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we need to talk about Barry Morgan, who was on last night. Like, so good. Barry Morgan and his world of organs. Can we just explain for people that maybe didn't see it Barry's act and what he looks like? So he's got, like, massive hair.
Huge hair. He kind of looks like he should be presenting something maybe before or after Holmes Under the Hammer.
Yes.
He's wearing, like, a 1970s safari suit.
Yes.
I didn't even know what a safari suit was, because I think these days people just go to, on safaris in their normal clothes.
Yeah.
But I think back in the day, like in the 70s, you used to have to wear like a beige short-sleeved shirt and tight-fitting beige trousers.
With a kick at the ankle.
With a cravat. Yeah.
So that was what Barry was all about.
His face is incredible.
His face is good. You really need to watch the video for this, because he gets properly involved. He's from Adelaide in South Australia.
Basically, he runs his organ shop, yeah. And he has this amazing organ, which is like a 1981 something really heavy organ. And
Hammond
he comes on
organ.
And plays it.
And we're going to hear it right now. This is Barry Morgan and his amazing world of organs. He's the number one celebrity organ salesman in Australia. Here he is.
Hello, shoppers! All right, yes, I'm Barry Morgan from Barry Morgan's World of Organs in Adelaide, Australia. And I'm travelling around the world sharing the joy of the organ and teaching my world-famous one-finger method, where you can learn to make beautiful music yourself in the privacy and comfort of your own home, even if you're a complete beginner, which I'm sure Scott and Grimmy are. All right, now look, at all of my demonstrations, there's a little tradition and it goes something like this. When Barry puts his hand to his ear and says, Morgan, you say organ. Should we try it together? Yay! Morgan!
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 Oh, we're going to get on famously. All right, now let's get into it, shall we? I would like to now introduce you to the Hammond Philharmonic Symphonic String Orchestra. Yes, that's right. The Hammond Aurora Classic puts an entire orchestra at your fingertips. So let's don our tuxedos, put on our evening gowns and get hooked on classics.
Barry is now sat at his organ, ready to entertain the crowd. Here he goes. Watch the video for this. His face is just
Come
incredible.
On, Barry. Come on,
Barry. He's playing the organ. You need to see this. Because it's killed me.
Forever. Describe what he's doing. He's playing the organ. Brilliant. Well done, everyone.
He is.
It's all about his facial expressions when he's doing the organ. He's got, like, a lot of... He's got, like, massage face. He does, like, all the faces we ever talk about whilst playing the organ. You two have lost it.
Yeah.
And this music doesn't help.
This is what's going on in my brain 24/7. Yeah.
Still going.
Apparently, this is actually really difficult to play because I know a lot of people probably think he turns up and presses that, you know, the button you
Demo.
Get on all.
Yeah.
But he's actually playing it.
And a woman is gasping in the audience.
I love him.
It was incredible.
And Greg's organ looked so small when it came on afterwards, didn't it? Yeah. It's like Barry walks off with this massive big one and then Greg comes on with a tiny little one.
I also like it that he lifts his own organ.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like, righto, we've got to get this to the side of the stage. Like, don't, like, it's 1981, be careful, it's quite fragile. And then he went, it's like flying a small plane. Go and watch the
Love.
Video. Love, bbc.co.uk/radio1, All the fun and filth videos are there right now for you to watch.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
The Fun and Filth Cabaret is over, but you can relive it on the Radio 1 website. All the videos are there right now. Let's speak to Cabaret God, Des O'Connor. Hi, Des.
Hello.
Thank you so much for providing us with some amazing acts this week.
It's been my pleasure. I think it's been even better than last year, hasn't it?
I think so. Des is responsible for the slightly more left-field acts.
I'm responsible for all the bits we can't talk about during the day.
That's right, yeah. And they've been brilliant. And also, you were the finale last night.
What an honour.
With your song about wine, once again,
What's it called again?
We can't even say that.
and that was the only one of my songs that was appropriate enough, even for the Fun and Filth Cabaret, so...
Seriously?
Yeah. It was the cleanest one we could find, and we can't even mention it during the day.
Excellent. So. I liked it that we had some time to fill at the end, and everyone was having such a good time that we just did a Jay-Z and Kanye and went, again!
Again! We did it 15 times.
That's because you were filling time. I thought it was because you loved the song so
much. No, it's because we loved the song.
Oh, right.
So, yes, thank you so much for the last four nights. If people are coming to the Edinburgh Festival, because it's on for, what, another 2 weeks?
Yeah, about another week and a bit.
Yeah. They're coming here, they're thinking, well, there's no Fun and Filth Cabaret now. What am I going to do?
There's plenty of fun and plenty of filth still going on in Edinburgh. We've got to mention someone we wanted to get on the show again. He's having such a busy fringe, we couldn't get him on. But Johnny Woo is amazing. He's got his show, Wonder Woo Man. Johnny Woo's got to be seen to be believed. Half man, half woman, and the rest is up to the imagination. But yeah, really, really fantastic show. Really worth seeing.
Okay. What does Johnny Woo do?
Kind of got to be seen to be believed.
Okay. He's... Once again, nothing we can talk about.
No, very little you can talk about, but you should certainly go and see him. Guys called Scales of the Unexpected. I'm not sure if you've come across them. They're fantastic. It's sort of like a Camp Frisky and Manish, if it's possible to be.
Exactly. Camper?
My God.
And there's also a guy that I've got to mention called Monkey Poet, who's a really amazing sort of stand-up comedian and performance poet. Now, he's doing two shows in the Fringe. He's doing like a semi-serious kind of play, and he's doing this rant, this kind of really funny rant about the nation. But Edinburgh Book Review went to see his show, and they gave him a massive, massive slating, really laid into a show saying, this wasn't what we were expecting at all. It was just a filthy rant about the state of the nation. Like, yeah, because you didn't read the flyer properly. You went to see the wrong show. So it's good to know that Edinburgh Book Review can't read a flyer.
Okay.
But Monkey Poet, definitely a very funny man, really lovely guy, worth seeing. And we should mention our dancing girls this week. The French Fling, our lovely Can Can girls. We haven't given them a big shout out.
Yeah, they were great.
And good to see Hustle on the show again last week.
Yes.
Lady Marmalade, yeah.
Yeah, really good.
That was amazing, actually.
That was good. The Posh Radio 4 really lady and Phaser on stage doing the Posh Radio 4 Lady Marmalade, which we played earlier. You can see the video on the website. The Can Can Girls were great because I felt like a bit like Bruce Forsyth. You know when he gets that on like and links arms with the busty lovely?
Yeah, your little eyes lit up, Scott. So every night you were...
I know, my mum will be pleased. thank you so much, Des, for this week. It's been great.
My pleasure.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And here are the very brilliant Axis of Awesome.
Yay! Yay!
Hiya, you're right. Lee, Jordan, Benny, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
See you every time this year, don't we?
Yes.
Yep. How are you enjoying Edinburgh this year so far?
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone thought that the Olympics would you know, kill the place, but in fact they've just made it better.
Yeah. It's like it's absorbed the power of the Olympics and made it stronger.
Yeah, so. It's like five magic rings that have come together to create something amazing.
It is a good vibe this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Awesome. Really a lot of fun. Yeah.
So where's your show on?
We're at the Pleasance Grand at 6 o'clock. We've only got three shows left, though. So tonight, tomorrow, and the next night after that.
Wow.
Whatever days of the week they are.
Do you...
You look them up. You've got the internet probably at home. You can look them
up.
Are you tired?
Yeah. Yep. This is like the middle of the morning.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty very early for us. We've been awake for maybe half an hour, a little bit longer.
No, but it's good. I mean, the 6 o'clock show was a bit earlier for us, but it's nice because we get the older crowd.
And we also get the rest of the evening off, so we can see shows and just chillax. Mm.
What have you seen?
Nothing. Just been drinking a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Emphasis on the chillaxing.
I was speaking to some people last night. I was like, "Yeah, our show's on quite early." Like, okay, so you must have seen loads. Yeah, mostly drinking. Same.
Yeah.
I mean, Pappies have been great. Their show's excellent.
They were on our show last night.
Yeah, I saw a S-faced Shakespeare where it's they do a Shakespeare play, but one of them's drunk, and it's a different one drunk every night.
Awesome.
Good concept.
It's not S. That's a swear word.
Yes.
Swear-faced Shakespeare.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, you're going to do a song for us?
Yep.
We are, yeah.
Right. Okay. Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, this is a song just all about, you know, Saturday night and partying. It's called In the Club Tonight.
Awesome, right. Axis of Awesome on Radio 1. Here they are.
You sing yo, oh, yo, and we sing yo, oh,
over and 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 now they're playing dubstep.
Actors of awesome. Love that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. So it's the Pleasance Grand, but only for 3 nights.
Yeah.
Probably see you around the same time next year.
Yep. Yeah, see you then.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. If you are thinking, well, what am I going to do with my night tonight? There's no fun and filth cabaret. It's all fine because you can still watch Edinburgh on your telly.
Yes, you
and
can.
And Jameela Jamil is here. Hiya.
Hi, how okay. are you? Why is it so hot in here?
It's so boiling. I'm melting.
It's like Bikram Radio. It's yeah. unreal.
I know.
But your skin looks very dewy
I'm
and lovely.
So dewy right now. So you're on telly tonight.
I am from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
BBC
straight.
3.
BBC 3. If you just press the red button, I'm going to be going 8 hours live by myself. No script. No teleprompter, just straight.
And nothing else? Like, just you for
it's
that?
It's just me. I am that thrilling of a person. No, it's going to be 40 of the best stand-ups in at Edinburgh Festival, and they're all going to be going one after the other after the other. We're going to have a lot of MCs, the likes of Chris Ramsey, Andrew Maxwell, Susan Camwell, who are also going to be MCing throughout the night. It's going to be so good. I cannot wait. But I'm so terrified.
Why?
Because I'm very worried I'm going to get fired on live air.
But what could go wrong, Jameela?
What couldn't go wrong? It's comedians trying to outdo each other who have no sense of propriety when it comes to Ofcom or any of their sort of like rules, who will also have had certain drinks that sometimes alter behaviour.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm nervous, but I'm the kind of break glass in case of emergency, so they'll just always keep cutting back to me.
And do you have a routine planned?
No, not as of yet. No, but I'm going to spend the rest of the day fretting and worrying. I haven't slept since the night before last because I'm so nervous about this.
Oh, you'll be all right.
And I ate street meat, so.
Oh, street meat.
Oh, it's a situation. Oh. Yeah. When in Edinburgh, it's not the same as when in Rome. Don't eat any deep fried street meat. That didn't make as much sense as it did in my head. Have you enjoyed this week?
I have really enjoyed this week. I know you came to one of our shows.
I did. It was so much fun.
I really think it was good this year. You're a proper comedy fan as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, so have you seen?
I've seen everyone, because I had to go and see all 40 acts, but I think the acts
40?
Really, yes.
Wow.
40. I've almost lost my lols. I'm out lolled now. I've got like stomach muscles from laughing so much.
Wow, killer abs.
Over the last 4 days. Yeah, it's amazing. You don't need the gym. I've come to Edinburgh. But Tim Key was probably my highlight of Edinburgh so far. The most inventive, creative, hilarious show. And the best thing is I think a lot of people always associate it with comedy, but there's so much other artistic stuff going on here. You've got great plays, one-man plays, sketch shows. It's all going on here. There's even artists in the street. I think also Mae Martin. A lot of women all of a sudden at Edinburgh. Have you noticed how many more posters there are?
Yeah.
And they're outselling the men sometimes. It's a whole new atmosphere. This is the most exciting festival for me.
And also, a lot of young people will think, oh, I don't really fancy it. It's not really for me. Mm. And it really is.
Oh, yeah. There's
so much stuff.
It appeals to everyone of all ages. And, and no one's in a bad mood. There's no aggravation here. No one's getting in fights. Everyone's just very happy. Do you notice, though, that everyone thinks they're a stand-up comic? Like all of the people in the street. Everyone's trying to be funnier.
Yes.
Which is a little bit cringe.
Oh, yeah. There were some girls out there yesterday who, they kind of dance along with you, and I didn't realise what they're doing. So I was like, I'm sorry. I kept apologising because I thought they were bumping into me, and I was bumping into them. And they just follow you along and dance for a little
bit.
Have you encountered them yet?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange. So it looks like they're doing kind of Tai Chi.
Yes.
For no apparent reason.
And
what's
then
going on?
What are you doing?
Why am I acting it out to you now? I'm so sorry. This is weird. I've made it weird.
You've gone mad. You've been here a week.
And I haven't even been awake all night yet. So yeah, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on BBC Three. Just hit the red button and you will be able to see me hosting a show which has 40 of the best stand-ups at Edinburgh. So if you haven't managed to make it down here, you will feel like you have. And if anything, this is almost better because it's nice and it's neat and it's free and it's in your living room and it's our selection of the best.
And you can eat your own meat and not the ones off the streets.
Yeah. Just fry all the way through.
Yeah. Just children. Get some meat and watch Jamila tonight on the Red Button.
I'll be looking pastier than normal, yeah.
Good to see you. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you for listening and watching this week. The Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh is done for another year and we have loved absolutely every second of it. Thank you for being part of it. You can watch the videos online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. There's so much to watch, so give that a little look over the weekend. Greg James, are you there?
I am here.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah.
I'm just about here.
You just got there?
Well, no, we've landed at about midday-ish and we're all good.
Oh, you mean you're only there like... Barely.
No, I'm here. I'm here completely. Okay, completely good. And utterly here. And we've got our Feet Up Friday people today as well, out in the live lounge.
Hi, audience.
They can't hear you. A moment.
They're just being nice.
No, okay. And how are you feeling? All good?
Awful. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Feeling awful.
Feel great.
Thank you for inviting me yesterday. It was a really...
I really enjoyed your act.
Very well. I mean, that weirdness aside, it was a brilliant event. I thought.
It was
I thought my favourite was the posh Radio 4 lady.
Yes, who started the show with Lady Marmalade.
It was the first thing, and I didn't know what to expect. And I just thought she was brilliant last night.
Yeah, she got fully involved. And yeah. Who thought Phaser would come on and do the last chorus?
Well, exactly.
Something I never thought I'd see.
My favourite. It was a brilliant ad lib that she did. She went, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I don't mean it."
And also she went, "Pay attention, this is French."
No, she was great. She was so nervous backstage.
I know, love her.
She was great, yeah. But all good. And are you feeling happy that it's over or sad?
I am feeling a bit sad, actually. Yeah. But I don't think I could do it again.
I think that was it. It peaked last night.
I want my mum.
Oh, it was good. So thanks again, and we'll replay a few highlights and stuff on the show later. But
brilliant.
It was a good one.
Thank you, Greg.
Have a lovely weekend.
See you.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.